Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, Bryn, you wanted to do a couple shout-outs to people. We can't get every capeless hero on the air. Sometimes the schedule just doesn't mesh, or sometimes they don't want to come on, but I know you wanted to mention a couple people
okay,
by
so
name.
I'll come get you when it's
yeah,
time.
There's so
you're
many
ready.
Great emails
shut
that
the door
I've
behind
received.
You, please. Are we on?
We are.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
No problem.
But I do want to give some shout-outs to a couple people because you can't talk to every single person. There's
right.
So many great emails and great people out there doing good work. Chris in Napa is a 911 dispatcher in North Bay, and he says he's been through it all, fires, earthquakes, storms, and now COVID. The increasing medical calls as well as family domestics and drunks being cooped up for so long.
Oh,
it's like
God.
I guess it's getting worse because everybody's cooped up in their houses. He wants to give a shout-out to all 911 dispatchers across the country, especially here in the Bay Area, because they've had to report to work no matter what. And he thanks us for what we do and thanks Alice and all first responders.
Well, we thank
the world.
Them, too. That is
Andrew,
a big deal.
Andrew is a forester for a utility company, and he just wants to give a shout-out to all the tree workers helping keep the power on.
The power being on is very, very important right now. It's mm-hmm. We definitely need the power.
Right. And here's one last one.
Because things you think they suck now, wait till you're burning candles.
Amen.
You can't get any more of.
And this last one here is a person that says, don't say my name. So, but she's wondering if we can do a PSA about self-quarantining because she works at a pharmacy and she's encountered tons of people who were told to self-quarantine, but because they don't feel sick, they're choosing to go to the grocery store and get their prescriptions, et cetera. So please do your part. We don't want to get sick. We need to keep on working. So just a PSA
Amen.
For those out there who are supposed
if you've
to be
been told to self-quarantine, yeah. Please do so. I mean, if they've singled you out to specifically say that, like we all got the order. We're all trying to do that. But if you've been told specifically you need to self-quarantine, then you do need to do that for us. Thanks.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. All right, here's what's happening. I'll try to run through a few of these things. First of all, it looks like they've reset the Olympics date. We knew it was going to be postponed. Now it looks like it's exactly a year. So it'll run next summer. As it was planned for this summer in, I think, July, let's see here, July 23rd through August 8th.
Huh.
So we'll see if they can make that date. I hope they can. Because
I hope so, too. I wonder if that's going to change it. So will the next one be 3 years later or will the next one be 4 years later?
I don't think that they'd want to screw up the schedule as it's
right.
planned already for
right.
some. I don't know if it's L.A. or where the next Summer Olympics are, but it's already set.
Yeah, I want to say they do like 12 years of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're because people have infrastructure that they need to build. Yeah,
right.
You're probably right. I'm sure they'll try and get back on the regular schedule.
I mean, as long as this allows us to. What the unfortunate reality here is, I personally feel like even though it's competitive and we are, you know, it sort of puts the world in competition with one another, it also sort of unites the world as we all know we're watching our countries and
yep.
we, you know, and yet that's not, we're not going to get to enjoy that this summer.
Yeah. It's the games are fun and it's, mm-hmm. you know, you don't realize how much you miss them until they're not.
Hey, it says Los Angeles for 2028 Summer Olympics. So it's that far out.
Yeah.
Well then there's another one wait a minute. So 2020. So yeah, there should be someone's already got the 2024. I don't know who it is. But
Paris.
Okay, there you go. Right. So Paris is expecting that to happen in 2024, not a year later.
Right.
Bay Area residents, hear this. It looks like we're going to be given a shelter-in-place order through May 1st. So it hasn't been officially announced yet, but it's on the front page of the paper. So it looks like that's where we're headed, is through April. And April's what? Wednesday's April 1st?
Yes.
So a couple days away. Hey, this is something I found, which I just wanted to... I've got a few good news stories, if that's okay.
Yeah. Yes, that
the
is
FDA
okay.
The FDA issued emergency use authorization to a new 5-minute point-of-care coronavirus test that experts are calling a game changer.
Wait, say that again?
The FDA issued emergency use authorization to a new 5-minute point-of-care coronavirus test that experts are calling a game changer.
Oh,
a company
wow.
called Abbott Labs expects the test to be available to urgent care clinics next week. They plan to ramp up manufacturing in order to deliver 50,000 tests per day.
That's incredible. That is game changing.
Right. One of the biggest struggles in the United States, and it speaks to what the note that you just read, which was everyone walking around feeling fine or seemingly fine is why this thing continues to spread. Being able to get these tests to everyone will help a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's incredible. Good. That's actually a spot of great news.
Right. The U.S. has struggled with its virus testing capabilities.
It's taking people over a week in some cases to find it. They're well over the virus by the time they find out if they had it or not.
Well, and they're lucky that they're over it because I keep hearing about these deaths and I think it doesn't. I'm having trouble with that part of this. I understand getting sick, and we certainly don't want it to spread, but the fact that it's taken people out is mind-blowing.
I know.
Especially in the numbers that it's taken people out, too. Anyway, back to some more good news. Sorry, that went from good news to bad news. I didn't mean for that to go that way.
No, that's good news. That's great news. A 5-minute test, amazing.
Delta is now offering free flights to medical volunteers who want to help out in Louisiana, Georgia, and Michigan. They also might add California, New York, and Washington soon.
Wow.
I don't know that anyone's rushing off to... But the helpers do. That's what helpers do. So it's highly possible there'll be people signing up for that. Principal in Michigan, Traverse City, it looks like. Couldn't do announcements the normal way, so she went to the fast food drive-thru just to tell a teenager who works there that she's the valedictorian of her class.
Oh, she went through the drive-thru and the girls working there at the drive-thru? That's hilarious.
A doctor in Minnesota got pulled over for speeding the other day and burst into tears when the cop realized she's a doctor and pulled off... his own N95 mask and gave it to her instead of a ticket.
Oh, wow. Do I want someone's used
N95? Yeah, probably not.
Probably.
Maybe.
I don't know where this restaurant is. Maybe we can find it. A restaurant in San Francisco has been flooded with orders after they launched a program called Adopt a Doctor or Nurse that lets you send meals to hospital workers.
Oh, it doesn't have the name of the restaurant?
No, and I looked it up, and I was running out of time, and then my kid walked in, as you noticed.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the research department's on it. I hear the click-clack of keys.
Okay, good. Let's see here.
That's a great idea, though. So people are calling in to pay for meals to get delivered to hospitals.
Yeah.
It looks like a Tootsie's restaurant.
Oh, Tootsie's.
At the Stanford Mall in Palo Alto.
Oh.
Oh,
well, okay, maybe that's yet another place that's doing it. This one sounded like a San Francisco restaurant.
Yeah, it said San Francisco specifically, but you know how that goes. The Bay Area is huge. Everyone refers to it as San Francisco, and then it's really nowhere near there, including the 49ers stadium. I mean,
the near San Francisco 49ers.
Okay, I think that gets most of that stuff done. Let me see what else. Oh, this has been going around. Is it safer to wear contacts or glasses during the outbreak? Are you wearing your contacts right now, Sarah?
I am wearing my contacts.
All right. The shorter answer is there's no real proof that glasses offer any true protection from coronavirus, although they say it's proven that if you are wearing glasses, it discourages you from touching your face.
Oh, I think that's BS. I'm constantly adjusting my glasses and have my hand up near my face. I don't know. You know, I push your glasses up your nose and...
Yeah, I don't know. That's what their finding was here at the American Academy of Ophthalmology.
Although I definitely, with the contacts in, I find that my eyes are itchy and I put my fingers on my eyelid to try to get the thing centered, or, you know, maybe I am touching my eyes a lot more with them on.
Walmart has seen a big increase in sales of obviously cleaning products, entertainment items, even DVDs.
Oh.
They also say they've sold more popsicle sticks than they ever have before, which is apparently something used in arts and crafts.
Oh, yeah. Popsicle sticks are great. You can build little castles. It's fantastic.
Is that right?
Yeah, I have tons of popsicle sticks. When my kids were little, you just had to have crap to play with. All you need is a hot glue gun and some popsicle sticks. Your day is made.
This is one of those weird stories that I thought, well, this isn't coronavirus related, I don't think. A Dutch museum says a painting by Vincent van Gogh was stolen in a raid overnight.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And it's so, I'm thinking like, oh, this is so, we've all seen too many movies, right?
Right.
The Singer Laren Museum east of Amsterdam says Spring Garden by the Dutch master was stolen in the early hours of this morning. And then I'm seeing a picture of the museum, and it's just a glass front building. It looks more like a strip mall. I could be wrong, but what I'm looking at is they broke the glass in the front door, went in and stole it.
And that's all the security that was blocking this Van Gogh.
I guess. I mean, I'm actually shocked. In my head, it's this big operation with...
security.
All kinds
lasers,
of
lasers, you know. Like, uh-huh. You need Tom Cruise to drop in on a line through the ceiling and avoid all the laser beams. And
Jesus. Police are investigating the break-in at the Dutch Art Museum that is currently closed because of restrictions aimed at slow... Oh, coronavirus made its way into this story, too. Sorry, everyone. I tried.
Right.
So I guess the place has been closed. It wasn't clear whether any paintings or other artworks were stolen in the heist. But a classic has disappeared, everyone.
So do they steal something like that because they have a particular buyer? Like, it's not something someone can display.
No, but I've heard that, well, it is something they can display. It's something they can't necessarily sell. Or maybe they can on the black market. It's hard to say. I don't know enough about that. But it does seem like we've heard stories where stuff that disappeared suddenly turns up and it's a classic and people go, oh my God, that's the one that was stolen
in 1921.
Yeah, 25 years ago or whatever.
Sure. How funny. I mean, not funny. Don't steal things, everyone, but just funny that it was a matter of breaking some glass, snatching the painting and running. Like
the glass door in the front of the building.
It seems like the insurance company should be like, I'm sorry, but... You know, some security would have been nice.
Right. Right. I mean, I'm trying to think of the crazy number of stores in downtown San Francisco that actually pull those gates across the glass at night.
Right.
To protect the...
Clothes.
I was going to say that the jersey, the sport memorabilia stores. How do you not have that kind of protection if you're... You're housing the classics.
Right.
How about a fast fact, everyone?
Fast facts. Give me one.
I've never used one of these in my life. Sony sold 12 million floppy disks in 2009. The peak year was 2002 when they sold 47 million floppy disks.
Wow.
They stopped producing and selling floppy disks in 2011. Did you ever... use a floppy disk in your computing life.
Yes, you would put that in there, store the crap that you wanted to take from your computer to someone else's computer. Yes, I did that. Hmm. Is that what little thumb drives are now? The equivalent, today's equivalent of a floppy disk?
Yes.
Is that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did you ever use those, Bryn?
I did, yeah.
What?
When I first learned how to use computers. Elementary school, middle
school.
Oh,
okay. I was going to say, I almost feel like you're too young for that, but all right.
Yeah, they only hold like a couple of Word documents at max. It couldn't even hold a picture, really, because there's not enough space on it, you know?
But nowadays, you can get basically your whole computer onto a thumb drive.
Right. So couch time, we're all doing a lot of it, or not. I don't know, depending on, you know, how your house is set up and whether or not you're, you know, obeying the new rules.
Sure.
Here are some couch-related facts for you. People hold on to couches for an average of how many years, Sarah?
13 years.
12 years. Pretty good.
Well, sometimes way longer.
It looks like 7,482 hours of TV, or roughly 12 hours a week, is what your couch takes in. Your couch also endures 6,960 spills, or about 11 a week.
Oh, wow. 11 a week.
Dude.
I guess if you've got kids,
kids
that's happening.
Are it right there. My kid, just the we have a new... this isn't an ad for Macy's couches, but we actually bought a Macy's couch. I love Resto. I love Pottery Barn. What's the other one? Crate and Barrel's very nice, too. Mm. But we bought this Macy's couch. It's well-built. It looks fine. But it was half or less than half the price of all those other mentioned stores.
Yeah.
And we're destroying it already. I'm glad we didn't spend the extra money. The other day, she had a wound. And she's like, she goes, hey, can you take care of this? And I go, yes, I'll clean it and I'll put a Band-Aid. She gets on the couch with the bloody knee on her knee. I'm like,
Jesus.
Oh, gross. What the hell?
And God forbid you had a dog, you know?
So there it is. I mean, the couches take a lot from the kids, especially kids who've been trapped indoors for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What else? Oh, 4,293 hours of sleeping or napping on the couch.
Oh, yeah. I definitely have taken plenty of naps on my couch.
So our couches endure a lot in their 12-year lifespan. It looks like 4,428 kisses.
Oh.
And they swallow the remote about 900 times.
Yeah, I mean, who hasn't ripped every cushion off the couch to get their remote? I know it's here. It has to be. It's not under the couch. It's not beside the couch. It's not in front of the couch. It's in the couch. The couch ate it.
Right.
I wonder, too, like, after the 12 years, you know, you put it out front with a free sign on it, or you sell it in a yard sale, or, you know, however you get rid of the couch. I mean, I wonder how many of them wind up in frat houses. That's what I always think. Like, where couches go to die.
Right. Absolutely. And I've certainly had some of those couches where you just go, I would never have sat in that until it ended up in our house. And now I just, you know, it's ours. I guess I just sit in it.
Lay a towel down.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I'll do a couple of these and then get the rest of them on the other side. Did you see stores on Rodeo Drive are boarding up to prevent looters?
Well, yeah. That's the smart thing to do.
I mean, that's what you got to do.
Sadly.
Well, I mean, you can't be open anyway. You'd probably rather have the peace of mind that the place is protected, right?
Definitely. That's what people do. Oh, let's go break windows and steal Van Gogh paintings or you know, whatever gold trinkets we can get. I'm sure there's like a Cartier store that's like, well, let's put some plywood over these suckers.
The show has been great during the extraordinary time.
Oh, thank you. That's
nice of you to say. I feel like our home shows, I think that we're able to do our show sort of in a normal manner from our homes, but I feel like the gray coronavirus cloud still hangs over everything we're trying to do here.
There's no question about it. I love that you're trying to find stories that don't have anything to do with it. I honestly, how much more can there be to say about it?
And yet, because it's taken over our lives in such a way, it would be ridiculous to try and do a show without at least mentioning how it's changed our lives, our
Absolutely.
Home lives, our everything. And if I look, I hesitate to talk about what it must be like for everyone else with their kids or people with more kids, because we made them. It's our own fault. You know, we made them, and now this is an unprecedented reality that this, you know, shelter in place order. I've definitely said to myself, this is not what I signed up for. And yet I remember, oh yeah, no, it is. It's
for it's better or for worse.
Right. I mean, you know, yes, you absolutely. You made them. Now you got to live with them.
Yeah, you do. Well, listen, for everyone out there who's got kids who doesn't have a radio show, it must be nice for them to hear what you're going through. I for one, am just thanking the baby Jesus that my kids are grown up and at least I don't have to change their diapers. Jesus.
Mm. Diapers. So fun.
Yeah.
Well, you and Bryn know all about that.
I am a nurse going to work most mornings. Can't you please talk about anything else other than COVID-19? Are people really turning to Alice for their information on what's going on? It's a morning show. Please keep it light and something other than corona. We need a reprieve.
Well, we would love it if you'd send us some non-corona related stories
later. Yeah, I mean, I'm actually with you, and we have tried to do that. But the truth is, this is all-consuming.
Yep.
So
we'll keep trying, though.
We
you
are trying.
It.
The answer is not no. The answer is we're trying.
Yep, that's true.
2024 Summer Olympics are scheduled for Paris. Boy, how'd you get that spelling wrong?
They spelled Paris wrong?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I think they spelt it as in Lake Paris, P-E-R-R-I-S.
Oh, they, you know, they probably talked it into their phone and the phone just decided All what right. they'd said.
Okay. Bryn is too quiet. I keep yelling, Alexa, turn it up. Hey, you can have your device get us, by the way. If you're having trouble finding us, just tell your device to find us.
Yeah, they're super smart. Smart devices.
Oh, I better break. I'll read the rest of these on the other side.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.